Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We are in Long Beach, California at the Scuba Show, having the time of our lives. I'm catching up with my old dive industry friends. Big Wave Dave from the Go Dive Now pool is with me. How are you, buddy?
It's a great day in Long Beach, and guess what? You can scuba at the convention.
That's right. He brought the water to the people, even though we're just, a mile, not even that, from the ocean. But, yeah, it's too cold. And you got heaters in this pool.
Yeah, my water is like 89 degrees. So
that's right.
People have been loving it since basically after the gate opened. About 5 minutes later, we had people signing up, and it's been busy since.
Yeah, and he travels around the world. You can check it out, godivenow.com, and find out, where are you going from this show?
We're actually doing a little vacation over to the Philippines. But then I get back, I go to Kima, Texas, outside of Houston, and then to Moody Gardens for World Oceans Day.
Okay, there you go. So you can go to godivenow.com, find out where the Go Dive Now pool is going to be, and you can catch Big Wave Dave and jump in the water and get a little taste of scuba if you haven't already taken the plunge yourself. Like these folks, I'm setting up with Dave, and I say, hey, I got to talk to you. And they were looking at the desk, and Dave goes, hey, you got some groupies over there. And she was wearing a scuba radio hat. What's your name?
Sherry Trapp.
Sherry, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is a fun show.
Yes, you guys are from Oregon, is that right?
Yeah, so Coos Bay, Oregon.
So did you drive down, or what did you do?
Nah, we flew down.
I was going to say, that's a haul.
Yeah.
I was like, we were talking to some folks from Minneapolis earlier. I mean, this is really pulling some people from all over. So is this the first time for you guys to come to the Scuba Show?
For here it is, but we've always gone out to the Tacoma Show.
Got it. But you decided to come on down to the Scuba Show, see what it's all about. But you're wearing a scuba radio hat, and I'm like, where the heck did you get that one? That has like a purple rim to it. It's one of our old Uzi styles. It was actually they tried to give it a rough look, like it's been used.
Yeah,
but how old is this thing?
Yeah, I love it.
They were giving them out at the first Scuba Show that we went to. And
years
they were throwing
ago.
It. Yeah, they were throwing it. And it hit her, and so it was like, oh, okay.
Well, quality Uzi dive hats with Scuba Radio logos on them have held up, huh?
Yeah, it holds up really well.
It looks great on you. I appreciate the support. You like the show?
I love the show.
She has no idea. She hadn't listened for you. No, she does. It's cool, but you guys came all the way from Oregon. Are you looking for anything in particular as far as diving-wise, or just looking for new places to go, things to add to the bucket list on your diving list, or what?
Yeah, one of our favorite travel agents is here, so we're visiting her for Deep Blue.
There you go.
Terry Huber. And then also our other good friend is...
Faith Origins.
Faith.
Who's that, Faith?
Faith from Schuster.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a dive friend.
Used to work for DUI, but now
Faith our teams.
Yeah,
I know Faith. Sure. Yeah, it's a small community. But you guys been diving for years yourself, I guess? Been scuba diving around the world yourself?
Somewhat, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're going to pick up a new place to go after you talk to your travel folks, or just catch up with friends and then decide?
Going up and down the aisle and
you're browsing.
Seeing all these neat places to go to.
Well, there you go. I see, and you came by the Go Dive Now pool with the hopes of jumping in the water, or you just wanted to watch the other kids do that? Maybe. No. Yeah. All right. She's not sure.
Just watching.
Just watching. They're, they're browsing. Window shop. Well, go enjoy the Scuba Show. Thank you for talking to me. Thank you for showing up in a Scuba Radio hat. It's always it's kind of cool. We've given away God knows how many thousands of Scuba Radio hats over the years. Gave away some early today at the Scuba Show. And we got to thank Uzi sportswear for that. They always hook us up and do that. And hey, oh, it's Peter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. How are you? You enjoying the show?
Hey, we're having a great time. From ReSmart Guides, Peter is here. And what, are you guys just wandering the aisles, browsing as well?
Well, this is a phenomenal opportunity. So many of the people we work with are all in one place.
Yeah.
So we come around, wander around, press the flesh, talk to people.
That's right. You know, if you're in the industry, like Peter and myself, this is kind of like, you know, it's like homecoming week or something. You know, you catch up with your friends that you haven't seen in a while or have talked to them on the phone. Or if you're doing a little networking and you want to, you know, work throughout the industry, you got to come to the shows.
Yeah.
Whether it's the Scuba Show, Beneath the Sea, Demo, whatever, you got to do it.
Everyone you want to talk to is all in one place, and it's super convenient.
So. Absolutely. But you had to travel quite far as well, didn't you?
Yeah. No, I came over from Florida, and the flight over was great. I'm not looking forward to the red eye going back.
Yes.
Going to be less fortunate.
Yeah, well, you know, what you do, you stay up all day and then you pass out on the plane.
Yeah, but it's so worth it. Like, for just a day of travel, come on, there's so many more. What I find fascinating about this, we were just at Beneath the Sea together a while
back. Right.
And the different people that are here, the Pacific focus that comes to this side has made it absolutely worth the travel.
So absolutely. You know, the diving community out here, the divers are, you know, I kid, I stereotype. You know, they're a little bit more laid back, more easygoing. Oh, dude, what's going on? What's going on? They're not quite like that, but there is a little bit of a different vibe out here on the left coast. You're picking that up then, huh?
I think it might be the colder water. I think that slows everyone down a little bit.
It could be. We could go with that excuse for sure. But they are very accommodating, very friendly. And, you know, they're hardcore. They're not warm water wusses like me in Florida. I don't know if you consider yourself one of those as well.
Oh, yeah. No, we focus most of our mapping where it's warm. And people have asked us when we're going to go map in the Northwest or, you know, even up in Canada. And we're like, eventually.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Exactly. Add it to the list. Yeah. But the warm water destinations have a tendency to move higher up the list than the cold water ones. And you know, they're a little bit more hardy out here on the West Coast. Even diving Catalina, you got to go during September. It's like the warmest month, and it's still in the, you know, 75-ish maybe. You know, it's not terrible, but it's still a little on the cool side for a warm water wuss like myself. But it's worth it. Have you ever done any of that kelp diving they have?
I have not done any kelp diving, and I look forward to at least doing it once.
Yes. Oh, at least. Trust me, once you do it, you'll want to do it again. Because I did it last year. I finally marked that one off the list, but I want to go back. Yeah, it's quite impressive out here. So once you work up the nerve as a warm water wuss, it will entice you to want to come back and do some diving. But you're just here networking this weekend, right?
Networking. Just here walking around, talking to folks, and making good connections and partnerships.
Yeah, now last time we spoke, you guys were getting ready to do some more mapping somewhere. Was it Cayman or where?
Yeah, we're finishing up our Palm Beach book that literally is 2 weeks away from being all wrapped up. We're going back to Cayman at the end of this month to finish up to get another dozen sites, which will total about 60 sites that we have for all of Cayman Islands. And we're in the talks with Cozumel. We still have the Keys and Grenada, and even Curacao is on the horizon. So there's lots of stuff that we have got going.
Well, there you go. ReefSmartGuides.com. They got the books. They got the cards and 3D rendering of dive sites that really will set you up good if you're going to those particular destinations they already have covered. It's kind of like a must-read or must-have in your dive gear bag. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what we were going for, and that seems to be what the feedback is so far.
Well, there you go. Well, Peter, always a pleasure, man. Good to see you.
Good to see you, too.
Yeah, there
have
you go.
Have a fun rest of your trade
thing.
Show.
Yeah, whatever this diving festival is. Yes, you got it, buddy. The Scuba Show. And ReefSmartGuides.com is the website to go to and get more information about that. But, of course, you can go to the Scuba Show. .com and get more information about this Long Beach event. It's kind of surprising. A lot of people that were meeting here at the event this year are from all over. A little bit more traveling seems to be, you know, anecdotally what's been happening for a lot of the attendees. And I'll tell you, the aisles are loaded. They are crowded and they are doing business. And that is a good sign for, you know, diving in general. That's a good sign for the industry. More people spending money means more options for all of us. divers that have been doing it a few years, you know, and the more the merrier as far as I'm concerned. It's about sharing the love of diving. What do you got in your hand there, Big Wave, Dave?
I got the scuba jet.
Hands up.
Personal one-hand scooter.
Oh, right.
You actually make a mount to put on a paddleboard. So you can
I
get
have
out
seen
where
this.
You want to go.
Yeah, so you've been playing with these in the GoDive Now pool.
They're sponsor of the pool, so they travel with me.
Yeah, so you've used this thing yourself. Yeah. Does it pull you or push you?
It's very strong. Actually, I'm going to change the battery right now, but it's got three settings. The third setting would probably hit the signs about 20, 30 feet away.
Wow. Really? So you can use it as a fun water cannon type of deal,
we have
too.
A water gun fight. If somebody brings a squirt gun, I'm going to win.
I'm sure Mark Young at the Scuba Show loves that, doesn't he, when you start spraying water all over the carpet and stuff
That's
like that?
That's why we make sure they stay underwater inside buildings.
Well, there you go. You know, they're doing demos. They're teaching people how to dive. GoDiveNow.com. Always a pleasure, Dave. Have fun with that thing. Point it the other way. I don't want to get wet. I don't have my wetsuit.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
What do you want, Brennan? This is my online poker time.
I'm just going to come out and say it. I'm ready to take on the Catalina wine mixer.
Ho, ho, slow down there, speed racer.
I know what it entails, and I'm ready to nail it. I want it. Okay, I want the Catalina wine mixer.
Your brother wants a shot at the Catalina wine mixer.
I'm ready. I'm walking tall.
Look, Brennan, here's the thing. It's the Catalina wine mixer, okay?
Ah! Are you saying pow? What are you saying?
Pow!
Why does he keep doing that?
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We're at the Long Beach Scuba Show. And just across the way, there is Catalina. I don't know if the wine mixer is going on this weekend or not, but we might find out. I'll talk about it next week because I'm heading over there tomorrow and spending some quality time with the missus as we celebrate a special anniversary. But that's a whole other thing. We're talking diving today, and I have Roy from Dive Assure with me, who's exhibiting here at the Scuba Show. How you doing, Roy?
Very good. How are you?
I'm great. Now, they were nice enough to give us some prizes to give away, a two-week dive travel accident insurance package, you know, and which is something very unique for Dive Assure. You can check it out at diveassure.com. But, you know, if you don't dive year-round, and not many of us have that luxury, even I don't get to dive year-round, you may not need a dive travel accident policy to cover an entire year. And Divisher has stepped in to offer like 1 week, 2 week packages. Like if you have a special, you know, amazing dive adventure in Fiji or someplace and you want to get it covered, you guys can cover that base for them, right?
Exactly. We want to make sure you're not overpaying for something that you don't need. And so 1 week, 2 weeks, 10 days even if you need, we got it.
Yeah. You know, and the more people that I talk to about their dive travel, that is something that becomes more and more of a necessity, kind of peace of mind thing. Because, you know, a lot of times you may have pretty good insurance on your own, but when you travel overseas to an exotic dive locale, you know, obviously you're in another country. There's some, you know, restrictions that your health policy or travel policy may not have covered for you. And it's pretty good to kind of have this as a fallback to make sure you're covered completely. God forbid if anything went wrong, right?
That is correct. And you want to make sure you do it with a company that knows what it's doing in all these exotic destinations. Just a general travel policy or a travel provider might not know all the little things about the destinations, and that's why that's where Divisher comes in.
Yeah.
Also, coming onto a hurricane season, you want to make sure you're covered for all the trip cancellations and trip interruptions that hurricanes cause, especially in this region.
Yes, well, not just cancellation, but even like if you miss a day or two of your diving on a liveaboard, for instance. That's something that, you know, last time we spoke to you, you were telling me about this, you know, liveaboard underwriter thing that you guys offer that's kind of unique to Divisher. And say if you have a week of diving and the first 2 weeks have been blown out because some storm fronts come by, it may not be hurricane strength, but enough to screw up the diving and divert your dive itinerary on the week, you guys will actually give them credit or something as part of the deal.
That's called a lost diving day coverage, and that's due to bad weather and other different scenarios. And yes, if you're missing on your dives, you should get compensated for it.
Now, what is the difference between getting a dive insurance policy through Divisher or dive travel accident insurance policy through Divisher versus, like, you know, just getting some travel insurance from a, you know, travel company or you know, an agency that's helping you just book the airline tickets, for instance, in a hotel?
So general travel insurance providers will not offer the special coverage for liveaboards that we do. And also, in case of an accident, they won't know how to work with the local chambers and how to work with all the different evacuation options that there are in the regions. They are good for more of the general travel, general destinations. But when it comes to where we go as divers, that's where Divisher makes a difference.
So they might be able to help you, say, with the hotel and the airfare, but when it comes to, like, if you actually had a dive accident situation, you guys know the logistics necessary to get a diver treated properly and get them back to the States or where they may reside, right?
That is correct. And we also help with the hotels and things like that. But yes, we are special.
Cover that base, but you add that dive element to it, which is really the key. That's what you want to have somebody, you know, have them in your back pocket. Like, God forbid, like I said, if anything happens, it gets pretty much like a logistical nightmare to deal with chambers and, you know, the time issue is a factor, getting someone evacuated from an island back to their hometown and that kind of thing, right?
Exactly. And we work with all chambers around the world, and we can actually pay them directly and in real time if needed. So you as the diver do not have to pay out of pocket if anything happens, and those things could get very expensive.
Yeah, that is one of the things you hear about with different, you know, travel companies or whatever, that when you have a situation and you have a dive accident, you hear about these stories where they had to get treated, but the chamber will refuse to treat them unless you give them like a credit card with like a $20,000 limit. But, you know, they want to get paid, which is understandable from their perspective. That's kind of sucks for you if you don't happen to have that credit card handy and all of a sudden you find yourself, you know, being held up, because time is of the essence when you have an accident like that. You need to be treated as quick and as efficiently as possible, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what our policy will do, and why you should carry specific diving insurance.
Now, what's your favorite place to dive? Let's get personal there, Roy. Or just pick me, give me some of the, you know, your favorite spots. You're originally from Israel, right?
Yes. So Red Sea is one of my favorite spots, and I recently did Bonaire, which was great. So, yeah, I would say these two places.
You know, Red Sea, I'm finally marking that one off the list. in October. I'm going there, and I'll have to get my dive assure policy in place by then. But your favorite spot in the Red Sea? Is there one particular, you know, destination or reef or whatever in the Red Sea that's like better than all the others or most dived or talked about?
There's a city called Dahab, which in the Sinai Desert, which I think is absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and that's a dive site or a city?
It's a dive site. It's a city with a dive site, a famous one, beautiful fish.
Like a reef kind of thing, or
it's, yeah.
It's, all right, I'm looking for it. They say the color is magnificent in the Red Sea, and you would agree.
Yes, and the scenery around is great. It's overall, it's an amazing place.
Now, what about here in California? You've been doing these shows for some time. You ever go over to Catalina and do any of that cold water diving, or are you a warm water wuss?
I haven't had the chance to dive Catalina yet, but it's definitely on the list.
Yeah. Now, the water in the Red Sea is very warm, just like the air temp, I hear, for most of the time, isn't it?
It could also get cold sometimes, but yeah. It's but
well,
not
I'm going in October will be a good time to go. It won't be cold water in October, will it?
That should be good.
Just reassure me. That's all you need to do at this point. But Catalina on your list? Is that doing some kelp diving, even though the cold element plays out there? I got to tell you, I marked that one off the list just a year or two ago, and I was blown away. And I was like, yes, I kind of held off because I knew the water was going to be like 70 or colder. But I'll tell you what, it was worth it. It was pretty magical.
I think it's time that I do it.
There you go. You're taking my advice?
I'll do that.
God help you. You better make sure your dive assure policy is in check. No, you won't need it. It'll be good stuff. But yeah, we're going to have to go diving together sometime, okay? Roy, what are you saying?
Sounds like a plan.
All right. We just got to get our dive assure policy in place, and we'll go do it and have that peace of mind. DiveAssure.com. Go there. Check them out. Get a quote. You'll be all set for your next big dive adventure. And we got more coming up from Long Beach and the Scuba Show next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and I'm hanging with one of my favorite friends in the dive industry. She works with Dive Training Magazine. She sails around the world on boats as like underwater video crew with her and her hubby. Catherine Castle with us right now. How are you, Catherine?
I'm well. I'm excited to be here. Welcome to Scuba Show.
Yes, it's another great, I think it's a record breaker, you think?
I think we're looking at record-breaking attendance. Given what came through the door first thing this morning, it was a huge crowd.
Exactly. And, you know, it just keeps building better and getting better and better every year. But hey, it's great to see you. You're living the life that everybody envies. You know, I catch up with Catherine at the dive shows because she usually tries to make them. But most of the time, I see her on Facebook, you know, living that life that everybody else wants to live. Like, you know, cruising around, writing about her adventures, you know, videotaping stuff with her hubby. And you're getting ready to head out on another big ocean quest already. Are we allowed to say or no?
We published our book, Ocean Metaphor, Unexpected Life Lessons from the Sea, last fall. And we're just this weekend finishing up our book tour. We've been out on tour at festivals, outdoor adventure shows, scuba shows, film fests, all of that. And now we're ready to take our next yacht job. I can't reveal the name of the yacht or its location just yet, but it's pretty exciting.
Yeah, you know, she hangs with the big wigs in the world, and they hire her and her hubby to videotape and show them the reef and all this stuff on these yachty guys. You know, it's kind of a big deal. But, you know, she still has time to mingle with the lesser folk like us every now and then.
I would rather be here with you today.
Oh, you're such a great brown noser.
People in the world.
Catherine is awesome. But yeah, you know, and you manage to help edit Dive Training Magazine. You do all this stuff. You're just doing all kinds of stuff. I don't know how you get it all in and still keep smiling and look like you're ready to go do another week here on the show floor. My feet hurt. I don't know about you.
I love what I do. I love all of this, the big hubbub and all the excitement, and the magazine deadlines just keep coming, so I may as well just keep making magazines.
Well, there you go. What's the production company website?
We are c2g2productions.com. You can track our travels.
Just reach out via the website. All right, we got more coming up from the Scuba Show in Long Beach. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Here comes old Greg. He's a scaly mantis.
He is Greg the Dive Master.
What you doing in my waters?
The show is a disaster.
I got something to show you.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
Hi there.
Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Oh. I'm old Greg. Pleased to meet you.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Now, we have moved over to the Federal, which is a old bank that's been turned into a party palace for divers. Am I right?
Yeah!
Well, you hear them. They're having a good time, and we're hanging out with all the people from the Scuba Show. Now, you know, I've just caught up with my old friend, Brittany from last year, Miss Scuba. How are you?
Good, good. Good to see everyone.
Hello. We're at the party tonight. She's going to be one of the MCs, the, you know, hostess with the mostest kind of thing, right?
I guess. The, your words, not mine.
Yes. Yeah. Well, I'm going with that. That'll work. So she's going to be hanging around with us. Oh. And you've been doing any diving the last year or so, Brittany, or no?
Oh, yes. Lots of diving. All over the world.
All over the world.
Great, great year.
You have to. As Miss Scuba,
it's
right?
What you do.
That's what you do.
It's
you go you do. Spread the love of diving and, you know, represent,
it's
right?
That's what you do.
Absolutely. Okay. So we got her. And then, of course, we got Tracy, who is Mark Young's daughter, who runs the Scuba Show, runs Dive Training Magazine, pretty much will, you know, inherits the what?
The Scuba Universe.
That's right. Exactly. How are you, Tracy?
Doing well. Excited to be here tonight at the party.
You know, this is a big shindig. You know, it's open to everybody who comes into the show for the Scuba Show in Long Beach.
Yep.
And on Saturday night, we all get together and have a big blowout. There's dueling pianos. There's, what, $20,000 worth of prizes being given away tonight. It's going to be quite a thing, huh?
We've got a raffle and a silent auction, and we've got tons of awesome prizes up for grabs, and a great raffle and a lot of great silent auction items, some original art pieces. Really, really awesome prizes, especially for divers.
Yes, especially for divers. And Tracy's nice enough to let me help award some of the prizes. So, you know, I turn into Scuba Santa, right?
Right.
Yes. Scuba Santa. It's a fun thing. And, you know, for all the nonsense and aggravation I give everybody, they tolerate it because Tracy gives me all these great prizes to give everybody at the party. So thank you, Tracy. I'll let you get back to work.
Thanks for being here, Greg. We're
all right,
excited.
It's always a pleasure. And Barry is here. Barry and Ruth. Where's your better half there?
I don't know. We lost
her
on the way.
She knew I was going to pull out the recorder and start talking,
that
right?
That is the problem, yes.
How
definitely.
Are you, Barry?
I am wonderful. I'm having such a great time. This is one of the best scuba shows in the nation. It's one of the only ones that's still growing, and you can see the excitement not only from the people but the exhibitors.
Yes. Now Barry is, you know, he's one of the photographers for Dive Training Magazine. Barry and Ruth Gumbel. They do so much great stuff. Last time we were hanging out in Dominica. I'm going back in July. Are you going back for Dive Fest, or do you know?
I would love to. Yeah. I mean, anytime.
All right. Well, there you go. You've been invited. We'll figure out a way to get you there now.
Sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
Good to see you, Barry.
Thank you, Greg.
Awesome. And how are you?
I am great. How are you?
And, you know, she's one of the ladies that works at Dive Training, too. What is the official title?
I am the art director for Dive
Training. Yes. Art director. She's the one who creates the creativity for Dive Training, right?
Yes.
And she is quite a character. You dive as much as possible in Parkville, Missouri. That's where Dive Training is located.
You have to travel a little bit.
You have to travel. Nearest airport. You know, they just hop on a plane and dive all in. You brought your friend. I assume these are your kids. Or did you just pull some kids off the street
show,
or what?
And they are helping at the art booth this year.
Are they?
Yes.
You guys future divers or thinking about the snorkeling thing or what?
I mean, it seems pretty cool.
Yeah. Mom's cool, despite the fact she does it, or what?
Yeah.
They are going to do the tri
scuba diving pool tomorrow.
So. Oh, there.
We're going to put them in the pool in the morning.
You're going to know how to swim, or is she just going to throw you in that pool?
And,
okay, all right. You see, if they were my kids, I'd just throw them in the pool.
Yeah.
If they drown,
they float.
Exactly.
Let me
we'll
let
them go.
Figure out some way to float.
Yeah, I know how to float. Yeah.
You know how to float. That's all that matters. That's the first step to diving. So you're well on your way, gang. All right, enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
And that brings us to Margo, who does kids sea camp. You see, you know, it's one of those natural things. You want to pass it on generation to generation. How are you, Margo?
I'm great. Having a great time here at the Scuba Show, meeting all kinds of exciting people and having fun.
Yeah, it's good seeing you. I mean, one of our first trips that we did on Scuba Radio was with Margo. I had my kids with me and my wife, my wife is here at the party tonight. We're celebrating our 30-year wedding anniversary at a scuba diving event. It's remarkable. But you're here with your better half, too, right?
I am with my better half, Tom Payton.
Hi, everybody. How are you guys doing out there?
We are doing swell. I speak for all that are listening right now. We're going to go with that. But where's your next kid's sea camp, Margo? You're doing this all the time now.
We're heading to the Philippines Cabilao and Dawin and Amanini.
Wow. I couldn't even pronounce those if I wanted to at this point. But it's kidsseacamp.com. They can just go there.
Kidsseacamp.com.
Or familydivers.com.
Okay. So there you go. You go there and you find out where they're going. And if you want to do a whole big family thing, you can head out there to the Philippines with Margo and the gang. They do it upright, especially if you want to bring that next generation of divers into the diving fold. Good work. Great to see you. I'll let you get in and go have a drink.
All right. Thank you very much.
We had to step outside the Federal Bank building where the party is because the dueling piano guys are really cranking it up quite a bit. So I wanted to get a few of the folks, give you a little taste of the party here at the Scuba Show. These are some of the social events that are happening when the day of exhibits and seminars and all that stuff is done. And Vinny Two Tanks is here. We're in his neck of the woods. We're in your backyard. This is your neighborhood, right?
Yeah, sure is.
This is a Vinny Two Tanks neighborhood, so to speak. You're like the Mr. Rogers of divers here this weekend, you think?
Yes.
So, what have you been doing? Have you done any diving lately, or is it just now coming out of the colder weather here on the West Coast?
I had a trip to Cozumel, but unfortunately I had to bury my mother, so I had to cancel out.
Okay. Got a little family issue, but it wasn't a big surprise. She had a very long life.
I just couldn't leave, though, because, it's your mom,
Well, of course. I understand. Yeah. Well, there you go. That's understandable. But as far as diving, you haven't done any diving here in California lately in the last few months. It's too cold. We got to wait till what?
No. But I got an Explorer Venture trip coming up in August when I retire.
You are going to retire from your gig in the dive industry and then dive full time. That's going to be your
basically
new job.
That's the plan. Yeah, I'm going to.
Yeah,
Vinny
Two Tanks. That's what you do
when you're
Vinny Two Tanks. You retire, you dive full time, but your first trip after retirement is going to be the Red Sea with Explorer Venture.
Yes.
And you're going before I go in October.
Yes, that is true.
So basically, Vinny is going to do some research and development, R&D, for the Scuba Radio crew to make sure it's up to snuff. And, actually it's going to be more like, hey, Greg, I'm going before you so you can suck it. That's what you're doing, really.
My expectations are I'll probably really like it, so I'll probably go with you on your trip, too.
Well, that might, that could very well happen.
How can I not like an Explorer Venture trip to a new destination?
But it's always important to have the next one scheduled, isn't it,
Vinny? Yes, and that's what I'm starting to shake because I only got one in the future.
That's right. One of those things.
Well, I was thinking about Bugfest. I hear that's a great thing to go to.
Well, yeah, we got that at the end of July. That'll be before you go to the Red Sea.
I think I'm definitely going to join you with that.
Well, Red Sea, you're doing that in August, but Bugfest will be the last Wednesday and Thursday of July. Right. In South Florida, Fort Lauderdale. Go to bugfestbythesea.com, by the way. They should have it updated by now. But it's the last Wednesday and Thursday of July. We are going to be down there and hanging out as usual to collect Florida spiny lobster. You did that for the first time last year. And it's now going to be an annual event, I think, for the Scuba Radio crew, especially for left coast divers like Vinny Two Tanks.
It's just too much fun. I highly recommend it.
Well, I converted you, too, because you were... You had heard me talking about the Florida spiny lobster and how they're faster and quicker than these more laid-back California spiny lobster. And, you want to catch a lobster? Oh, yeah, sure, dude, let's go. Let's go party, man. And they're easier to catch out here. And you said, no, that's not true. They're harder to catch. But then I brought you to Florida. You realized that, hey, I can catch them. And it's a lot of fun, and maybe there's some truth to what Greg's saying.
And I was barehanding him.
You were he was
California style.
He didn't even tickle. He wasn't even a tickler. He just saw him. He was like California. He grabs them because they can't loop them. They can't use a net or nothing, like we are in Florida. So you know, he just manhandled them.
And I got a couple.
You did get a couple, but you enjoyed it enough to the fact that you wanted to go back and do it again, right?
Yes, it was phenomenal.
Yeah. So you got that to look forward to, plus the Red Sea, which you've never been to that part of the world either, right?
Never. No, but I will be this August.
Now, but you're not going to do any of the land-based stuff while you're out there. You don't want to do the pyramids and things like that?
No, but I do what's called the multi-stop. I'll probably proceed from there and head over India into Thailand or into Myanmar.
All right, so the layover, you're going to do something.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be gone for 4 or 5. You travel that far, you hang for
at least
a month. You
got to do something to mix it up.
You just don't take 2 weeks that far.
Right.
You
got
to go 3 to 4 weeks.
I was just thinking, doing the pyramids or something in Egypt with something. I didn't even think about that option. We got more coming up. Maybe we'll head back over to the show. This is getting a little too loud here at the party. So we may wrap things up back there on the show floor next, right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
It's a secret storehouse of scuba tanks.
Yeah, and all ready to use.
Things are beginning to add up.
I got friends in low places where the whiskey drowns and the beer chases my blues away.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am hanging out with some friends in low places. Not really low places. Long Beach. That's close enough today, because we are in the diving mecca of the world here for the scuba show. And just having a ball. You know, last segment you heard us at the party for Saturday night. It's the next morning. Things are moving a little slower, as they do when the divers get together and have a cocktail and get socially lubricated. However, We are having a good time, and we're ready for day two of the scuba show. You guys are ready, right?
Woo!
You see, they're all lined up, waiting to get into the show this morning. We got stuff to give away. We got mermaids on display. We have one from Signature Scuba, one of the dive centers here in the area. What's your name?
Mermaid Coley.
Mermaid Coley.
Yes.
Well, welcome. Thank you for helping us out today as a mermaid.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, and you do this periodically, is that right? Just out here on the left coast, it's just a thing they do out here in California,
it
right?
It is. It is just a thing that we do out here in California, and I really enjoy it. I enjoy doing events and parties and promotions, and I'm open to all sorts of things.
She is an underwater ambassador, and I think everybody here in line for the scuba show appreciates that. Do you? Come on.
Yeah.
Your work. Are you a diver too, I assume, or what?
Actually, I'm going with Signature Scuba to do my dive training, and I'll be new to it, so
excellent.
I'm excited for a new fishy adventure.
Well, there you go. You know, baby steps, or, you know, fin kicks in your case, I guess. Well, welcome. Thank you for helping us out as a mermaid. You know, the Signature Scuba, you can check them out, signaturescuba.com, I guess. Is that right? Yeah, there you go. The guy from the dive shop has corrected us accordingly. Now, last segment, you also heard about Brittany. She was my co-host for the scuba show party. How are you doing, Brittany, the next morning, so to speak?
Oh, I'm doing great. I've had coffee. I'm good.
See, you haven't even slept, have you?
No, barely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, good stuff. We had a good time. We gave away, $20,000 worth of stuff. That was pretty cool, wasn't it?
Yeah, giving a trip to Fiji, Cozumel. Yeah, it was awesome. It was
you know, I felt like Scuba Santa, and you were like my, you know, pretty elf or something.
Oh, great. I love that.
I don't know. But she overshadowed me. And then she brought her partners in crime as being Miss Scuba herself, 2018, right?
Yeah, last year.
And you passed your crown over to Daisy, who is Miss Scuba International. Did I get that right, Daisy?
Yes, that's correct.
And you are from the UK.
I am indeed.
And now you travel the world and share the love of diving. Is that it or what?
Yeah, that's correct. So I've just got back from China, and now I'm here in sunny LA. So I'm so excited to be here.
Have you been to LA before, California?
No.
Is this the first trip to the States?
This is my first time to California, but I do have family up in Portland, Oregon.
Aha, okay. Well, you represent well. She was wandering around the party last night, and what was that exactly?
So I was in my slip-in skin last night.
Yes.
Yes.
So you were wearing a wetsuit, as Miss Scuba International probably should,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, exactly, right? Exactly. A living one.
Yeah. And have you done a lot of diving yourself, or what?
Yes, a lot more this year. So I've got sponsorship to get up to Master Diver, which is very exciting. I'm currently at advanced level, so I'm looking forward to pushing through with that.
Is that part of being the crown? You kind of, you know, extend your dive experience and continuing training and things like that, and over the next year while you're crowned Miss Scuba International, you're going to become a master diver?
Yeah, well, definitely. There's opportunities are endless, so I'm really, really grateful and fortunate for the Miss Scuba organization for letting me do that.
Well, excellent. And that event happens every year. What's the resort there, Brittany?
So it is Malaysia? Held in Malaysia at the Sipadam Abul Resort, or Smart Resort. So we have a booth here at the dive show. So,
right.
Yeah.
Excellent. So everybody can go in there and check it out and meet Miss Scuba Past and International Scuba and get their picture and the whole thing. It's a, you know, a love fest of divers.
Yeah, exactly.
We love this. Now we got to go to our hometown or our home country. Miss Scuba USA, did I get it right?
Yep. Well, Scuba Queen USA.
Scuba Queen,
Scuba
okay.
Queen USA.
So you are like next in line to take it away from Brittany or from Rachel, right? Is that how it works?
Well, I am going to be going to Malaysia to compete for the Miss Scuba International title.
That competition, is that kind of like they put you in a cage and you fight it out to the death? And
Yeah, no. With sharks all around, right?
Yes, I see. I might have to attend this thing. I don't know. But
no,
I think there's more to it.
From what
that.
I've heard, it's just an amazing experience where a group of, 25 different countries come together, all sending representatives, all scuba diving women, all talk about conservation and figure out how they can use their expertise in scuba diving to better the world. And, you know, some pretty sparkly crowns and some catwalks and modeling goes with that. And so
There's not a nightgown competition, but a wetsuit competition, maybe?
There's both.
Oh, really?
There's both.
Oh, God, I definitely got to go.
I think so, at least. Maybe I'm not the best to ask.
But Miss Scuba Queen, wait, okay, your name is?
Scuba Queen USA.
But your name?
Rachel Cushman.
Rachel, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, but you also work at the aquarium here. Is that what
I
heard?
Yeah. So I'm an assistant dive safety officer at the aquarium. I've been working there about 8 years. So my job there is to onboard and train all the new volunteer divers. We have the largest volunteer dive program in the whole country, and we do over 20,000 dives a year.
Nice.
So I help train those divers, teach them how to give presentations to the public, and manage the day-to-day safety operations.
Yeah, and they do a dive program, too, if you went to the Aquarium of the Pacific. Can someone, like a certified diver, do that?
Yeah. That's the guest dive immersion. You can just go into our biggest exhibit. It's 78 degrees. Mm-hmm. We provide all the gear. You just bring a towel and a swimsuit, and we take you on an adventure in our warmest, biggest. Yeah, it's
next
amazing.
Year.
It's
that's
so
be
fun.
Something I add to the agenda.
I bet you you've never
visit.
Had fish swimming towards you when you get in the water. They're typically swimming away.
Oh, that's right. They think, hey, he might have something for me.
They might have food, so.
Okay, will you go with me? Because I would rather go at you than me.
Oh, definitely. I'll talk to them for
chum.
You. I'll talk to him for you.
All right, excellent. See, we got a plan for next year already. Well, look, that'll wrap it up for our coverage from the Scuba Show on Long Beach. What a great time. You guys are ready for day two. Week's edition of the big show. It's so much fun hanging out with our Left Coast divers. They're very gracious. Mark Young and the gang here at the Scuba Show do a top-notch job. Check it out, scubashow.com. Until next week, remember, it is always better. Where, gang?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.